Kelly, what kind of night was that for you?
It was very frustrating because, you know, the way they'd set up and the way they played, they've got very good players, as you can see, and they're in a false position. Obviously, they're not that far behind us, actually, 5 points. So you can see the quality that they have. They got a good opportunity to rest players in the League Cup, and they were fresh, and they came here with a purpose. They were very purposeful in their play, and at times we were better than them, at times they were better than us. I thought they shaded it, if you're looking at it from a neutral perspective, but there was contributing factors as to why, and our players don't know how to cheat. It's amazing. He gets an elbow in the head, 8-10 stitches, whatever, I don't know how many it was, quite a few stitches, and he walks off the pitch. You know, that's his naivety, and he's not in his own, because a lot of our young players don't know how to cheat. They don't know how to lie down and roll over, and there's most of the clubs in this league do, but our players just don't know how to do those sort of things, and we try to teach them not to, because they're not good for the game. And Ronan walks off the pitch, whereas he could have had treatment on the pitch. So as a result of that, we played, I don't know, you tell me, it was quite a long period with 10 men. And the young lads were very, not distraught, but annoyed. And that's just how it went. And we thought it was a little bit unfair. I'm not blaming the referee, because it was out of his hands when Ronan walked off the pitch, so you can't blame the referee. I would maybe blame the fourth official for not seeing the incident, and once again we get bookings for nothing. I just can't believe why we keep getting bookings when we're not a dirty team.
When you lost Ronan, it must have upset your plans for the night, because he went off quite early.
Yeah, it took the flow. It definitely disrupted the flow of our play. I don't think anyone can deny that. But that's not an excuse. We just weren't ourselves. It's the first game in over 6 months that we haven't scored. So that's quite a statistic. And there were a bit... There was periods of lethargy within our game. Slovenly movement. And we weren't ourselves. But look, we can't be too negative. If we can go and win... We have to go and win in Limerick now to balance it up. Because we want to win home games and get something away from home. So now we have to win away from home.
Connor, they come up here and they just throttle the life out of a game.
Like, if they came up and they played, it looked more like five at the back against us. They know we're dangerous wide, and we didn't really threaten them much at all. They had a few glimpses of chances, but nah, I think we can admit that they were the better side tonight, and they probably deserved it. But like I said, we'll take a point on when we go.
It keeps a good run going.
Yeah, it does. Like, it's 9 unbeaten now, I think. And if we would have took 9 unbeaten after the start we had. And obviously now we try and move on to Monday and get the 3 points in again. We're back in that winning streak that we had.
Games coming still thick and fast. You have Monday and then you have a League Cup.
I know, we have a lot of games. I think there's Friday, Monday games for the next month now. It's going to be tough on the boys with the legs and stuff. But we have a good squad there. We've been rotating, bring players in here if people need rested and stuff, but now we're confident. Now we can get back to one on ways now Monday.
You lost Ronan very early.
Aye, big loss. Ronan's been one of our best players so far this season. I think he got a banged the head or something, it's put him off. But obviously our game, we have a game plan, and it disrupted a little bit. But now, like I said, we'll be grand, we'll move on now to Monday, we'll get that one.
You got to come on probably earlier than you thought.
Well, I wasn't expecting to get the call that early, and the past few weeks I haven't been getting on, so it was nice. But so when we had come on, and we could have turned the screw a bit in the game, but I think they did what we should have done to them, especially at home in the form we've been on, and it's not what we wanted from the game.
They have a lot of, if we can call it, experience and how to manoeuvre situations, and Kenny thinks his players are too innocent and too young to be playing in that style. There was a few things tonight where you could just see the older experienced head catching Derry players out with what I wouldn't say cheating, but you know, just
I would call it craft.
Great word.
It would be, it's people like Ronan Fan, who's been about, David McAllister, who they brought on, they do the exact same thing. Joey O'Brien, obviously, he played West Ham and Lopez, Grace, they've all played at that level and they know exactly how to see out games. And I think they sort of came here to set up for a draw, even when it got down and the linesman or the fourth official put up his board for 4 minutes at a time. Joey O'Brien shouting to Ethan Boyle, just come sit in, we'll play as a back five, we'll take the points, what we came for. And that's how they set up at the night. And they, whenever they could, they attacked us and they hit the post twice. And I don't think we had a chance, really, when we should have, but it was definitely an under-par performance from ourselves.
But they seem to play with a back five for most of the game, and packing guys in front of the five as well.
That's the way they came to play, and they set a mid-five and the two midfielders, when they got the ball, Ethan Boyle down the right and Sean Cavanagh down the left were just going and just running under the corner flag. And we didn't get up the pitch, I don't think, enough, but that's what they came here to do, and to be fair to them, they did it well. They're not in the best run of form, and to come here and get a good draw would be for them. Other teams haven't came and do that, but they came and did it and they got their point, and they're probably up the road happy.
But the thing is too that it, a point for you, it still keeps you in an unbeaten run, still keeps that momentum going. A defeat would have been a terrible blow.
Well, it felt like a defeat in the change room after a few runs, because we did let ourselves down. But as you say, we're unbeaten still, and we just need to keep that going now, especially Limerick now on Monday. We go down there and we just prepare, and hopefully we can put things right.